Hi, is this Hector?
Ethan.
Good to speak with you again, Hector. This is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke about an hour ago. Were you able to check in with your accountant?
I did, and we're ready whenever you're ready.
Okay. Let me just make sure I've got the information for the business. It is HMA Electric, and you do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the company as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. And then what is a good email address either for you or for your company? Is it on your website? I was looking before. Pull it up.
So the email on the website, I'm not using it right now, but I'm going to check with the web designer guy.
So this would really be more for us to contact you regarding your account. So it can be a personal email. No one needs to see it publicly. It's just for us to send you, like, pieces of information that we want you to have for your records.
Perfect. In that case, I'll have one for you.
I'm ready.
That'll be Hector H. Nunes.
You said Lunez?
Nunes. With a Z. N-U-N-E-Z.
Oh, Nunez. I thought you said
Nunez.
With an L. And that's your last name, correct?
Correct.
The Hector middle initial of
Nunez.
H, like Hector also. Hector,
yeah.
H. Nunez?
Yes. It's not initial, but I just put an H.
You put an H there. Okay.
Yeah. My second last name is Hernandez. So
it is kind of an initial.
Yeah.
So Hector Hernandez Nunez. And what is that? Was it just any numbers or letters, or was it just at Gmail?
No. So that'll be it at Outlook.com.
At Outlook. Okay. So Hector H. Nunez at Outlook.com. And then I think I did ask you, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer. There's not like a physical address, showroom, or location that you want the public to know about, right?
No, I just have the address where, you know, were originally put the company under,
Okay.
But it's my address, basically. So
is that the 1015 115th Street South?
116th, yes.
Yeah. And that's Tacoma, 98444. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, give me a second. I'm just going to pull up the client interview calendar. We'll be scheduling that follow-up call in just a minute here. And then did you say it was a Visa card? Did you still want to use that card?
It's a MasterCard.
Oh, a MasterCard. That's okay. Let me just recode it. So a MasterCard should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, that'll be 5572.
Mm-hmm.
3102.
Yes, sir.
8179.
Okay.
4651.
And then the expiration month and year?
That'll be 0729.
07 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
That will be... Sorry, I'm driving. 743.
743. So 743-743, July or 07 of 2029 for the expiration date. Driving does explain the little bit of background noise. I just wanted to verify the card itself. Was it 5572-3102-8179-4651?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And that bill's at that same address, the 1015th Street South.
Yes, sir.
And that's 98444. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, Mr. Nunez, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are not only reducing the cost of the service, we're also waiving the one-time setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
HMA Electric, LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Hector Nunez, owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of HMA Electric LLC, Mr. Nunez, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, you are also an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct, yes.
Of course. Now, Mr. Nunez, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Hector, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And like I said, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you would continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's actually a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for HMA Electric LLC, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Nunez, that is fair enough, right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes, of course. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that we'll be applying here, with it being month-to-month, the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 12th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included as well. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate would never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Now, of course, that means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That's simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Hector, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Totally, totally. Thank you. Paul,
okay,
right?
Perfect. Yes, Paul. It is Paul. Yeah, it's Paul.
Okay,
I'm going to send you also in just a second here my contact information. You can contact me directly. I have the toll-free and the same toll-free as the company, just a different extension. Now, that actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute here, you are going to receive a confirmation or welcome email that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, the support email. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than happy to give you that information now. But you are driving.
Ready.
You are? Okay.
I'm already parked.
You did? Okay, that's perfect. So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, I did just send you my contact information. Again, it's the same toll-free number, the same hours, too, 7 to 4 Pacific. My extension 746 is on there as well. Now, I did want to take a look at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Would you be available today at 3?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let me just make a request here. That is the last one of the day, and we are a little bit booked out already, but I'd love to be able to get that done today. So let me just make a real quick request. They'll let me know if I can add another. Let me just I'm messaging the supervisor at that department if I can add.
I just got a text and a couple of emails from you.
Yes, yeah. You're going to get a couple of emails here. Let me just go over those in one second here. So I've got that message sent out. I just want to make sure that they're okay with it. They can usually accommodate, but it depends, you know, at the end of the day, being Friday and things like that. I'm not sure if we can squeeze you in. I certainly hope that we can. The supervisor of that department will let me know in just a second here. But you did receive a few emails. Now, one, we may not need you to send us that information because you said you're still trying to get PIN verified already, but we'll kind of take it from there. So anything you can send our way, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way can certainly help us. So, you know, things like tools or equipment, a photo of your service vehicle, anything like licensing or insurance or a business card. Obviously, there's no real physical workplace because, you know, you go to the customer. Google's usually fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Now, like I said, you don't have to send everything, but anything you send will help us to expedite the process of making sure you do get PIN verified. We're not trying to create any duplicates. If there is one that's already started, we'll just make sure that gets pushed through. You also received the welcome email, though. The welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information. Most of our emails have that. Your welcome email also has your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system is not active yet, and we do have to do your client interview first, and even so, with that being at the end of the day, we may need to send you an email or text early next week once your tracking system is officially active. At that point in time, you will have 24/7 access to it, and as I mentioned, the reports do update throughout the day, so almost real-time reporting. You can always try at any point in time through your client dashboard, which is my.localsplash.com. You can see that on your welcome email. Now, your username has been set in our system, and you cannot change it, but it's been designed to be both easy for you to remember and also easy for us to access and associate with your account. So it's simply your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, it's simply 206-602-5922. Your default password is set at bestclicks, BESTCLICKS, all lowercase, no space. You can, of course, change that as often as you like through your client dashboard. Now, we do already have that security question on file here. The other one that you received is the one that I actually do want you to open up. It's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. So if you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Hector. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Are you talking about the last email or...
The one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. I'm not sure the order that you received them, but the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, if you open it up towards the bottom of the body of the email, above where it says Access Your Dashboard or Download the Splash App, because you can also access your reporting through an app that you can download through either the App Store or on Google Play, but where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Thank you, the Local Splash team. Do you see those two words, click here?
Not yet.
That's okay. Take your time. Should be on. I wish they didn't send all the emails at once, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's just this one that gets sent out first, but our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, not right when I ask for them to be sent. So sometimes they do kind of get sent together. But again, it's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
I got Local Splash Support twice. Those are the two emails I got.
Okay.
And then Welcome to Local Splash, and then the other one's Action Needed, Pictures Need for Verification, okay. I believe.
So you do not have one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice? Let me try to manually trigger it. It may be that you end up getting more than one, but let me just make sure that you do get it at least once.
I may check the junk mail.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay, got it.
There it is.
Okay. So Local Splash Initial Invoice, where it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on that, and when I'm trying to walk you through it, I see that there is a little bit of a glitch. I'm not seeing what I normally see, which is probably why you didn't get it immediately. But it should say Local Splash.
I probably did, but you went to junk, yeah.
Okay, you got it. It should say Local Splash Terms of Experience, and then it's going to talk about all the different services that we'll be providing for you. Please feel free to scroll through that. You know, obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything. Google, though, is going to be our main focus since it's everyone's main focus. You know, obviously, we are going to mirror the content on Bing, the Apple Maps, Siri, the Facebook ads, all of that's included too. You see below the long line, it populates three boxes. We want you to click on all of them. One that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card, one that you allow us to receive SMS or text messages to you, also one that you understand that the payments are automatic, but you can stop at any time. Once you've got all three of those boxes, it's going to ask you to type in your first and last name in the longer box that says confirm signature, or with the arrow pointing towards that says sign. I'm sure you're on your smartphone. You might need to turn it sideways. As long as you're not locked in portrait mode, when it shifts to landscape mode, that whole bottom part pops up a little bit higher, making it a lot easier for you to access. But once you've got your name in that box, just click the confirm signature box. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that if it asks you to log into your account. If it asks for a username and password, just let me know. Okay.
That's what I mean. Okay. No matter what I push, it sends me to that. user.
Yeah, you don't have to actually go that next step. Our track, or I should say our automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is actually true. We do need to do your client interview first. But other than that, we do have that follow-up call. I'm still trying to get confirmation back if we can do it. I'm just going to put it on there, but just in case, would you be available maybe like early on Monday, or if I cannot get that one approved at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, anytime.
Okay.
Honestly.
So you would still be available at 3 o'clock if we can do it, but as early as 7 a.m. on Monday or as late as 3 o'clock on Monday. Would you want something kind of early, middle of the day, late in the day for Monday?
Middle of the day would be better, because in the morning I'm everywhere. I'm all over the place.
Got it.
But
so there's except for 12 o'clock when that department takes their lunch, there's an 11, there's a 1, 2 o'clock.
Let's go 1.
1.
Okay, 1 to 2.
So
1 to 2, yeah.
1 to 2. It will be scheduled from 1 to 2. It is a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 30 minutes. It would get you right at or maybe a couple of minutes after 1 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll do a really good job of taking care of you. At 12 noon, you're going to receive an automated email, which is simply a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 1. Now, I'm obviously hoping that we can still do your client interview today, in which case you'll also get an additional calendar invite, and I would probably just also send you notification that we're not going to do the one on Monday. Usually they answer back, but I know towards the end of the day things get a little bit busy, so I'm still just wanting to confirm. Usually they can add one more, but we are kind of at capacity for 3 o'clock, so I'll definitely let you know. We do normally do that client interview in the first, second, or even third business day, so even if it waits until Monday, we're still kind of ahead of the time frame. I always do want to kind of over-deliver and kind of under-promise. So, you know, it might be 5 to 7 business days, but typically the directory submissions are submitted in that first 3 to 5 day period. Your dashboard access is usually up and running by that point in time. You don't have a website that we're building, but if we were to build a website, it would take about 7 to 14 business days. If your website's ever going to be down for more than 14 days, let us know. We'll build one for you at no additional cost, even if it's just as a placeholder until your website is back up and running. Your Facebook ads should be then in that same type of time frame, or maybe even a little bit faster. And again, 45 to 60 days, that's the best return on investment for everything to be running smoothly for the maximum return, and it just gets better. But obviously, we do want to make sure that you're getting those phone calls quickly. No matter how long you keep the service, 6 months, 6 years, it's still going to be us continuing to report, help you with any questions or concerns. We'll provide ongoing tracking, reporting, updates as well. Now, I actually got confirmation just a second ago that they can squeeze you in at 3 o'clock. So did you want to go ahead and do that instead?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so I actually did not yet send the one that I had scheduled for Monday. I'm going to not send that one. I was hoping just before I sent it that I'd get confirmation that we can do today instead. So I will send that out to you. It's too short notice, though, for the automated system to send you the reminder. That usually goes out an hour prior. I'm still going to send you the calendar invite just for your records. Our technician might not be able to call you right at 3 o'clock. We're kind of squeezing in a little bit, but we definitely will call you within the first few minutes at 3 o'clock. And like I said, if I am in between phone calls, although things get busy for me at the end of the day, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you too. But let me take this opportunity to say welcome aboard. You know, we're excited to get this going for you, looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there in front of more people, and of course, to earning your business 1 month at a time. Real pleasure, Mr. Nunez. I do hope I'm able to say hello to you here before the end of the day, but if I am not able to, you have a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend.
Absolutely, you too. Thank you, Paul. And one more question for you.
Of course.
So I got the username, which is my phone number. Mm-hmm. What will be the password? Do I have to come up with password or?
So yeah, your username is your phone number. I think it was best click. Let me just pull that up real quick. So yeah, the default password is set to best click, BESTCLICKS, all lowercase, no space. It's on your welcome email, but you can change your password. You can change it as often as you like, as much as you need to. At any point in time, you can change that default password. But other than that, you are set and squared away. It should be about a half an hour or so that our technician will be calling you right back.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, too. I appreciate you. You have a good one. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Nunez.
Right.
Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.